Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Matthew 7, 21 through 27, the words of our Christ. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, have what not we prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Dearly beloved, that which is built on a strong foundation has durability and dependability. That which is built upon a weak foundation cannot stand under the pressures and the tests and the trials. The great strength of the Lord's church is the Lord Himself, its foundation of truth, that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, as Peter confessed in Matthew 16 and verse 16. The church must be strong because of its task as the pillar and the ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. It is built on truth. It supports the truth. A weak church cannot fulfill its mission regarding the truth. It is through the church, the corporate body, that much of the activity of a Christian is expedited and discharged. Of course, he has his individual duties as a Christian that does not include the entire body. There is no super-governing body in the New Testament church larger than the eldership over a single local congregation. The local church serves as the home base of operation. To do its work, it must be a strong home base. Brethren of a local church undertake certain work, obligating themselves in benevolence and preaching and teaching at home and abroad, in guidance and in worship. To assume such responsibility is a privilege as well as an obligation. The church has an interest in the physical and spiritual welfare, not only of those who are members of the body of Christ, but all men everywhere. Millions are dependent upon the local churches doing their duty. We must give a good account of ourselves in the home church, and this demands a strong home base, which the local church is supposed to be. For a local church to be a strong home base, it must possess certain qualities, without which it simply cannot do its work. These qualities are of such a nature that there is always room for growth and improvement. And where they do not exist, friend, they can be developed. And where they do exist, they can be expanded and improved. A strong home base must be devoted and dedicated to the truth. How can a church be the pillar and ground of the truth when there is laxity toward the truth? Regardless of how many mission points it supports, how much benevolent work is done, the activities that it promotes, a church builds only wood and hay and stubble and cannot stand the final test if it is not dedicated to the truth. This means the Bible is first and last and always the standard of measure and the source of authority. Unless a thus saith the Lord dominates and overshadows everything pertaining to the church, unless the church is led by the revealed oracles of God, it cannot and will not be a strong home base. A strong home base must also have a strong leadership, and that includes the elders, the deacons, the preachers, the teachers who lead in various capacities. The preaching of the gospel must be biblical and vigorous and planned. Elders must lead by upholding the word and living an exemplary life and making decisions with discretion and wisdom and compassion. How could a church be considered strong if those in the lead are not devoted and involved and wise and have a proper mixture of gentleness and firmness? There must be visions and confidence, imagination and faith in the cause. Leaders must be out front, showing the way, quick to encourage, never losing contact with the followers, but always anxious to serve and to help. Leadership must also be willing to obey God and purge from among the members those who persist in unfaithfulness. This failure causes grief in the Church of Christ, because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Leaders must lead in keeping the church pure, or else the church will become a reproach to the name of the Savior. There must be a strong fellowship as well as a strong leadership. Successful leadership depends upon a loyal fellowship. Leaders cannot do their job unless there is the cooperation and the willingness on the part of those they lead. And thankfully, most brethren realize their duty to the leaders and to God and do follow. The problem encountered is often a rebellious few who will disrupt whatever they can unless everything goes their own way. But another hindrance in good fellowship is that not all will allow themselves to get involved in the work. The leadership too often has to depend upon the faithful few. The spectator complex has possessed too many. They had rather watch than work. We need to ask, what kind of church would this church be if every member were just like me? Nobody can build a strong home base on local members who do not see their personal responsibility and get involved in a submissive and cooperative manner. Loyal fellowship includes faithfulness in attendance to the assemblies. It includes liberal giving and obedience to the authority entrusted to the eldership, Hebrews 13:17. God has given the eldership the duty to oversee the flock, to expedite the work of the local church, to maintain the truth and uphold the purity of the body. He has given them the necessary authority to conduct the work that is assigned them, and those who follow must be willing workers with them. There are many matters of human judgment that must be determined in the affairs of a local church. The eldership has the right and indeed the duty to make decisions, and a good fellowship will abide by them. No church can be a good strong home base if the truth is not upheld. Nor can a local church be strong unless there is respect for the decisions and matters of judgment that are made by the eldership. But a strong home base will be noted for the love that exists among its members for one for the other. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 16:14, "Let all your things be done with charity." The American Standard Version said, "Be done with love." Love, being the strongest and most noble of emotions and motives of the heart, will cause brethren to seek what is good for one another. It will prohibit one from doing that which is detrimental and harmful toward his brethren. And whether to love or not love, that's not an optional matter. We either learn to love as God has taught, or we cannot live in obedience to his will. And we must be cautious and not let ourselves think that love is to be equated with some kind of soft, sweet, mushy, permissive nothingness that some want, especially with regard to the truth. Some have wrongfully concluded that to object to error or to exclude what God has excluded while requiring what God requires is to be too strict and too harsh and lacking in love. It's been our experience that those who want this kind of so-called love are those who are the quickest and the most willing to destroy those who are determined to stand for the truth. Actually, there's no way to genuinely love separate from standing for the truth. And where love truly exists, where there is cooperation and fellowship, true genuine brotherhood, courtesy and consideration, and the unity will naturally follow those kind of characteristics. This is true because those who love one another also love the truth above all else. The tie that binds our hearts in Christian love is our loyalty to the Lord's Word. Have you ever known of a congregation where these qualities existed that failed in its performance? Have you ever known one to truly succeed where these qualities were not noticeably present? Friend, it's your responsibility and mine, it's your privilege and mine, to try to make the local congregation a strong home base, that God might be glorified and souls might be saved. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.